Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
More games than we otherwise would have.
Got him.
Greg Breslow, who told us and helped us create our number for the Boston Red Sox, being, of course, 92 wins on the season, says now, at the end of the year, thanks to this Rafael Devers deal, Ted, the team may win more games than if they actually kept Devers.
Yeah, that's like a nerd statement. Talking smack right there. You got to read between the lines a little bit, but that's his nerdy way of just kind of putting a slap down on Rafi Devers. So, you know, the hope is that he's right, that addition by subtraction, we will see. But I do think, I always laugh when people make the argument that baseball, that continuity and being cohesive isn't important. It's just that one player, that there's teams that have won, that hate each other. That might have been true in the past in some instances, but I just feel like really to create a team that's going to go on a long run, everyone's got to be friendly and supportive and kind of have each other's backs for that to happen.
Yeah, and Dan, I want to just point to a semi-recent example of somebody being a malcontent who was shipped out of town for a return that at first didn't seem great but contributed initially. And that was back in 2008 when Manny shoved the traveling secretary down and wanted a new deal, and he wasn't going to get it, so out he went. At least the Red Sox didn't get, Ryan Henderson or whoever the hell, Jordan Hicks, whatever. Like, they got Jason Bay back in return, so they got somebody with many years of high level of experience.
Hit you almost 40 home runs that year.
Yeah, and also they got to Game 7 in a nail-biter against the Rays. David Price just came out and pitched one of the best relief appearances a lefty's ever thrown since Randy Johnson had done so for the 1995 Mariners against the Yankees. Like, it was an epic performance. But they got something back. If there was a Jason Bay kind of player that came back this year in return for Devers, probably be a lot less crowing now, don't you agree?
Yes. I already think that we're seeing over 50% of the fan base that has already come to terms with this deal and is fine with the, more or less fine with the fact that they made the choice to get rid of him. But I think you would have seen even more of a unilateral, all right, that's fine, if that original return on Sunday when everybody kind of had to deal with the shock value was a little bit greater in that regard.
I have some examples.
Please.
And this is, tell me what you think. Bledsoe and Brady.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Bledsoe goes to the Buffalo Bills. Brady comes in. You saw what happened. The Seattle Seahawks let go of Percy Harvin, and the Seattle offense got better and almost repeated as Super Bowl champs.
Yep.
Denver Nuggets traded Carmelo Anthony to the New York Knicks. The outcome of that was Denver became deeper and more team-oriented with players like Gallinari and Wilson Chandler. The Raptors trading DeMar DeRozan for Kawhi Leonard.
Yep.
Saw what happened
there. That worked out pretty well.
So Milwaukee Brewers trading Zach Greinke. The 49ers letting go of DeForest Buckner. What happened? Buckner was a Pro Bowl defensive lineman, but the 49ers traded him for cap flicks. They used a draft pick to and they instantly got better. So there's examples of it working out when you trade a star player that you get better for it.
The Ewing theory. Sometimes it actually factors in. Yes, Dan.
Great example from the text line, too. Feels very similar for you puckheads to the Tyler Seguin trade. Very talented player, but a bit of a reported head case. Had enjoyed his partying around the Boston area. Traded for an underwhelming return with the hopes that you'd be able to kind of recreate him in the aggregate. I think a lot of people would argue that you didn't do that, but it does kind of have that similar feel of star player with his warts for players that probably don't add up to the same value.
Did Rafael Devers allegedly fiddle around with one of his teammates' wives?
No. Or I don't. I don't know that. I don't.
That
know.
That was a Tyler thing, huh? I didn't know that.
Yeah,
I hadn't heard that.
Oh,
it wouldn't be
example.
The first time.
Room service. Did you order the pizza with extra sausage? Oh, Mr. Sagan. 617-779-7937. Paulie and Dedham. How are you, guy?
What's happening, guys? You got me?
Yes, sir. Hey, yes, sir. Happening? Yes, sir. What's going on? Let me hear from this guy. Go ahead. Yeah.
Tricky Nick.
Yes.
Paul Tricky Bridge. Nick. And they were the single greatest inside linebacker in New England Patriots history. My man said, not today, Jerome.
Not today.
Johnson.
I love it, Paulie.
That's right, Paulie.
Sorry. Tip of the cap to you.
What's good? Wait, what happened to the call?
You just let Paulie go?
No.
After he gave us those introductions?
No, wait a second.
No,
Stiz.
That was my fault. I apologize.
Oops.
Hey, Paulie, call back. You waited long enough and you paid. You threw laurels. You threw wreaths at our steps. Yeah, I got
Stiz
you.
Stiz didn't get a shout
my
out.
My bad.
It wasn't, and the best rapper the
that's
Boston
right.
area
that's
has
right.
ever seen.
And the best amateur
Paulie
rapper
click.
Slash horror movie victim. Paulie, call back if you get a chance. Okay, let's carry on. Justin is in Washington, D.C. Justin, how are you? Justin, what's up, buddy? Having some phone issues in here. The buttons ain't clicking. Can you bring that up? He's on line four, Stiz?
Yeah, no, he's up. Try him.
Justin, how are you, guy? All right, Justin, you call back when you get a chance. See, bad mojo, you dump out on Paulie by accident. Brandon in Boston, what's up, guy?
Hey. Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hey, what's going on, guys? Thanks for taking my phone call.
Yes,
so
sir.
I just want to say it's on management and the player. Have you ever heard of the saying called be a good soldier?
Certainly
yeah, absolutely.
Have. Mm-hmm. Certainly have.
So Rafi was a good soldier. You know, when he lost his position to Alex B and they told him to DH, what did he do? He did it. And there's three values of – I'll just give you three values of being a good soldier. That's discipline, loyalty, and readiness. So he was disciplined to – you know, hold his emotions in and go play DH and his loyalty for the team to do and his readiness to play that position. And then when Alex, when Tristan C went down, you told Rafi, go play first baseman. So that's being a bad general. So because you put your player in the worst position, because when you play first base, you have to have some type of athleticism to you. You know, you're jumping up. You're making ground ball plays, you know, pop ups and everything. He wasn't in the best shape to play first base. And
but
he put him
Brandon,
in the worst
don't
position.
You think now, Brandon? And, don't you think though? I appreciate the call, but Brandon, just stop and think about this for a second. I understand the idea that he did what you asked of him, and it's not his responsibility that you offered him X amount of money. Although I do remember the stories before the $313 million deal that Rafi was not going to take a hometown discount. He knew his worth. He wanted full freight and then some. If we're going to go down the military analogy road here, like aren't you supposed to just do what it, like, the bad general, bad leadership? Well, tough. You know what? Sometimes when you're in the theater, as they say, Dan, the circumstances will change, and then you have to be able to read and adapt. That is the key to survivability. And Rafael Devers decided, no, I know the driver got shot. That's fine. You guys told me that I won't be driving on this trip, so I'll just sit in the back.
Go Dan.
Just as long as you're mature enough to recognize that you're doing on behalf of the greater good, then you should be able to handle that regardless of who your GM is and if you agree or not, or who your manager is. But I don't think he was physically capable of that.
I agree. And part of me, the answer to me, the one opinion that I wanted when it came to the Rafi Devers situation was other players' opinions. Guys that used to play the game, that now do broadcasting, and all of them said they would do whatever the team asked them. I mean, very rarely did I hear someone who was a player criticize the way the Red Sox handled it. Most players are saying, "Oh, that's teams ask you to do that all the time. What's the big deal?" And so if the players that are playing the game are saying that, Lou Maloney says that first base isn't that hard. You know, Brandon made it sound like playing first base is like going from a position, you know, to like being a pitcher
relief
or something.
Yeah, exactly.
So players say that it is not that hard of a position, and players that played the game say that really he should have moved because that was the best thing for the team. I mean, David Ortiz hell said it. So those are the opinions I care about. And so when they say that, it makes me feel like Rafi was more at fault here than the team.
Yeah, 401 texter, I'm with you. Sports and war, not exactly my favorite way to try to draw two things together. Not a great parallel. Oh, hey, look, speaking of which, Paulie's back. Paulie, Stiz, the problem, sorry, the button is sticking in here. Thank you, buddy. Paulie, okay, sorry about that, buddy. What's up?
Yeah, it's okay. Spiz just got so excited to hear my voice, he meant to hit the bar and then he hit the off.
A lot of people refer to you as sports radio's version of the little blue pill. Yes, indeed.
I love it. Anyway, I think Ken Rosenthal is just a little upset. He's a New York guy, I do believe that, because we slapped the Duggins out of the Yankees the last couple of weekends to get ourselves back on the right track. What I like to know is what was the coup de grace? What was the final straw? And I think what it was that, you know, of course, you know, he's been a bad influence on the younger rookies. They got the two top prospects in Major League Baseball up now, and then when he's teaching them all the wrong things, but I don't think they were really paying much attention to it. They figured it would all iron out at some point, but I do believe, I suspect, and I'm theorizing that when Bregman went out, they told him, okay, now, get over to third, all right, and shore up your defense, let's go. A lot of ground balls every day, field, and get play adequately. And then, but without telling them, what they had in the long-term idea was to move Bregman over to second base and send Campbell down when Bregman came back. And he said no. And they said, oh, really? Well, it's time to hand you the proverbial salami and provolone to go, Rafael.
Great call. Great call, Paul. Glad you called back. You know, now you're going to start speaking Chipino. I hope you like sourdough, big guy, because, you know, and look, good luck in San Francisco. Not this weekend, not anytime you face the Red Sox as well. He'll probably mash out at AT&T Park, Ted. They'll love him because they've been dying for an extra power hitter like that. Good for them. But sometimes you just reach that point where you got
to move on. We all know where it was. And I'm trying to think. Alex Bregman got hurt on May 23rd. When was that Kansas City series? When
May 9th. Exactly 2 weeks prior.
So, to me, the nail in the coffin was when Rafi went off on Breslow in the locker room.
Yeah.
There were players that were, they said reportedly walking around the locker room, like looking at him with a side eye. That to me, that was it. He was put on blast right there in notice. And he did not respond to what the owner would ask him to do. And so, it sealed his fate. But that's to me where it really kind of sped up the trade thoughts and getting rid of him was when that happened.
Maybe it's as simple as you have that meeting, you get to a point where, all right, we're at a point of no return, we're going to need to trade him, let's see how this goes towards the trade deadline. Yep. Oh, Bregman's hurt and now he won't go to third, we need to trade him right now. Yep. Bring the kids up, it's time to wash our hands of this. And that, both of those may have sped this up exponentially.
When we return, we're just going to take a quick basketball break, a palate refresher, if you will. We're going to talk NBA Finals and NHL Finals because we could crown a returning Stanley Cup champion tonight. We could be just over 24 hours away from a brand new NBA champion as well. Ted has some thoughts and promises to bring the thunder when we return to WEEI Afternoons.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.